Well, let's start with some memories. There's a new documentary film out called The Fog of War about Robert McNamara. And in it, he makes a rather interesting admission. He had been working with General Curtis LeMay, with whom he served in the period of the firebombing of Japanese cities in World War II. And he quoted LeMay telling him that if we'd lost the war, we'd all been prosecuted as war criminals. And then McNamara added, and I think he's right. And then he asks, but what makes it immoral if you lose and not immoral if you win?
Actually, I haven't seen the film, but what I've been told about it and read about it is that in the film, for the first time, McNamara identifies his own role during the Second World War in his biographical, in the biographical material about him. He's been described as a kind of a statistician who was working somewhere in the background. But apparently, correct me if I'm wrong, but it turns out in the film that he was actually in a planning status, trying to decide where you could maximize Japanese civilian deaths with minimal cost, and Tokyo was selected because it was recognized that it's very densely populated. It's a mostly wooden city, so you could set up a firestorm, which would be able to kill maybe 100,000 people with no problem. At that point, Japan had no air defenses, so it was just the question of how you could kill most civilians with least effort. And I understand that McNamara takes responsibility, can't say credit exactly, for having made this decision. His comment about the war criminals is not only true, but truism. In fact, if you look back at the Nuremberg and Tokyo tribunals, they were designed that way in principle. I mean, this is discussed by, for example, Telford Taylor, who was chief prosecutor at Nuremberg years ago. He points out, and if you look at the record, it's clear that they had to, these were all post facto criminal sentencing. That it was for crimes that were not on the books at the time, but had decided what's going to be a war crime, and they will charge people for what they called war crimes. And they had an operational definition of war crime as anything that they did and we didn't do. And it was very explicit. I mean, that's why, for example, the bombing of Tokyo was not considered, or the bombing of Dresden, or the bombing of urban civilian centers generally. The U.S. and British Air Force did much more of it than the Germans. They aimed mainly at working class, poor areas, civilian areas, and it was devastating. But since the Allies did it much more than the Axis, it was removed from the category of war crimes. And that even showed up in individual testimonies. German admiral, I think it was Dönitz, the submarine commander, brought as a defense witness an American submarine commander, Nimitz, who testified that Americans had done the things that he was charged with, and he was exonerated. So the principle was, it's a crime that you committed and we didn't. So therefore, McNamara's comment is certainly accurate, but in fact, a truism, and it's been known for a long time. In fact, this is the Nuremberg Tribunal, which at least was semi-respectable. The Tokyo Tribunal was simply a farce. And some of the other trials of the Japanese were just unbelievable, like the trial of General Yamashita, who was charged, I think he was hanged for crimes, committed crimes that were committed by soldiers in the Philippines, Japanese soldiers who were technically under his command, but at the end of the war, at a period when there was absolutely no communication, they were isolated, cut off, he had no communication with them, and they did commit terrible atrocities, and he was hanged for it. Well, just imagine if that were generalized to commanders whose soldiers on their own, you know, without any communication, committed crimes. I mean, the whole military command of every functioning army in the world would be hanged, plus the civilian leadership, who are mostly responsible for it. It's not the generals. It's the civilians who are usually authorizing and organizing the worst crimes. So McNamara's statement is accurate, familiar, truism, and an understatement. The same is true of the trials that are going on right now. You recall what happened when it looked for about 30 seconds as though the Yugoslav tribunal, the special tribunal for Yugoslavia, might investigate NATO crimes. There were briefs brought to it from Western Canadian British lawyers urging that they look into NATO war crimes, which of course existed. And for a brief moment, it looked as if they might. They were warned pretty quickly that they'd better not. These State Department spokesmen said, look, we're funding this. This is not the kind of thing you do. Crimes are something that others do, not that we do. And that's true right